So we're open for questions. There's a microphone at the back. I'm sure you'll keep your questions concise. Ask, of course, individual members of the panel or the panel as a whole. Please, go ahead, sir.
I have a question for everybody here, I guess. The third speaker, the one who came by boat instead of plane, I admire his remarks. He criticized the lawyers, criticized the doctors. And I guess because the engineers built the Olympics and did such a good job, you didn't criticize them. So that's a good point. Now, one little line you had in your talk was the Hellenic diaspora has to come to assistance. There are closer to there's closer to 100 million people of Greek descent outside of the country, and I guess it's 10 times as much as in the country. How much are they contributing? Because somewhere along the way, are they contributing more than they did in 2005 or 6 or right now? They should be totally in there and helping the country. Why aren't they? And what are, maybe they are, and I don't know. So could you give us a ballpark figure of how much is the diaspora doing?
Very little, I'm afraid, alas. But, well, the way you can help the diaspora, for instance, in the issues of doctors, okay? There are doctors, Greek doctors of the diaspora, and they know how they operate, for instance, in Canada, in this issue of the generic drugs. They should raise their voices, okay? There are media by which they should raise their voices, because all the doctors are not members of extortion gangs like their association points. A lot of them are idealistic. They are working, they are offering their services to the poor. There are such instances also. Only they are silent. They let a dysfunctional and corrupt institution like the Greek the Athens Medical Association to represent them. So the diaspora can help in their individual instances. As the professor pointed out, all members of the panel, we have been involved. We are providing volunteer services, for instance, to Greek universities. I've been elected member of the Board of Governors of the University of Macedonia. I assure you I don't get anything. I pay my own trips to go to Thessaloniki, and I spend hours and hours virtually every week in conferences and in assistance to various issues. And so has Yanis, and so has Thanasis. George was doing earlier, only, you know, he resigned in a very resounding, if you like, resignation, which resounded all the way to Canada. That's how I became aware of him. But these are all instances where the diaspora can help. If you have, and if you cannot presumably help, you can help by approaching, if you like, friends and relatives and pointing out that we need to do things the way they should be done. And when you see something, like you saw examples, that shouldn't be done, you need to point out that it shouldn't be done. I don't have any opinion. Other opinion. I am not a politician, okay? I'm not involved in politics. I'm an economist. Thanks.
Thank you. Hello. The third speaker was surprised that the previous speakers had so many common points. I think it's quite funny to be surprised, as long as you're all coming from the same school of thought, you have the same dogmas, and we saw this demonstration of your dogmas here today. It's amazing how people come in still. They haven't learned their lesson, and they are saying that the solution to all this is more growth, more privatizations, more liberalization of the markets. They haven't learned the lessons from the liberalization of power production, for example, electricity in the States, of trains in UK, of water and other essential services in so many other countries around the world. They haven't learned the lesson. They seem to not know what exactly is happening in the rest of the world. It's really funny also that most of the quotes from mass media came from Kathimerini, which is the formal the formal mass medium for the neoliberal dogma in Greece. It's really interesting as well. I don't know where to begin. I could really write with the inconsistencies and the mistakes, the factual mistakes that were presented today. I could write a real book. I have taken very many, many short notes here, but I'm not going to tire everybody with all this. It's just for my own use. But I would just say, like, the third speaker also talked about the fact that the ministry of...
Sir, you have a question?
Yes, there is a question.
Okay.
There is a question, but I have to say why I'm asking this question, right? So the question is, first of all, why didn't anybody mention about the people that are in poverty, the people that are actually dying of hunger? The Amnesty International is talking about violation of human rights in Greece by the state, by the police. The UN has said it's the worst humanitarian disaster in Europe since Second World War. Nobody cares about that. You care about increasing the GDP, creating the same problems again that brought us here in the first place.
Sir, I think
so
we have...
you haven't. I'm asking you why you didn't talk about all that. Why didn't you talk about
the fact that
hundreds of schools and hospitals are being closed? Why didn't you talk about the fact that a lot of money for the PSI, more than half of the money that was saved...
Sir.
We have 1,136 schools were closed last year, sir. I know the numbers one by one, please.
Sir.
So, why didn't you say that 50% of the PSI, of the money that was saved, was lost by the universities, that by law they had to buy Greek bonds, by hospitals, but that by law had to buy Greek bonds, by other institutions like public security, social security funds that had to buy
Could the panel be allowed?
And then
could
they
the
lost
panel
their
be,
money.
Could the panel be allowed to address your question, please? Thank
and
you.
The, at the
Thank
end, you. Have you actually questioned your dogmas? You see them being, again, fallible again and again. They're mistaken. GDP, increasing GDP, privatizing does not improve the situation in an economy. Germany, USA, Canada have been doing that.
This
and
is
they
a
have
session
the highest
for discussion,
poverty
sir.
Rate. In their history. We are doing that. We are, our society is collapsing. You are not seeing that. You talked about Canada. Are you living in the same country,
sir,
Canada, with all the scandals,
please,
the scandals
please.
In Canada?
You are
the
abusing the
Canada
microphone.
The money that
you
is
are abusing the microphone.
The money that is being squandered.
Thank you very much.
Sir. Thank you. Thank you. There's nothing we can do right now. Okay. Here's the mic. Can you take that back?
No, I'm supposed to.
Don't answer.
Okay,
No, we're not going to answer. No, there's no answer to that. Okay?
Give it to him.
Right. Answered, can you take it to the back? Yeah. No, we're not going to answer that question.
No.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question, please. Enough. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
No. We answered your question, only you didn't hear it, okay?
You would not answer the question.
We did answer. I talked about the prices staying high because of institutions. It's the poor who pay them. I talked about the... I don't want to talk to you, sir. I mean, if you don't know how to listen, you care about
the please.
The anti-constitutional laws
we have to deal with
these
characters.
And the memorandum and the loan agreement.
I have to deal with these characters. They ruined the universities in Greece.
Could the next speaker ask the question, please?
You must be
Could you ask your question?
Yes.
Could okay. Speak up, please.
Professor, it's the question for, actually, I don't know who would be answering this, but it's Professor George Sabelis mentioned a little bit about Cyprus. Professor George Sabelis has mentioned a little slightly about Cyprus. I'd like to know if the Greek crisis is related to Cyprus crisis, or if it is, are we going to see any more of such problems in the near future in Europe, like the Cyprus-type crisis that we have seen today, and how this latest problem is actually being solved by the European Bank?
It is in the middle of getting solved, and they are investigating what has happened and how we arrived in the situation. There are other countries that are also in financial trouble, and at what stage are they going to ask for help, and whether we are going to have similar situations in other countries, we really don't know. Okay.
So do you think
some
that,
people say yeah. that the Cypriot banks were used to bail out Greece. We don't know that. I mean, some say yes, some say no, and there is no way for somebody to know. You know. Okay.
I think there is certainly some connection between the Greek debt crisis and the Cypriot banking collapse, but it's only partial.
Okay.
In fact, it is true that Cypriot banks did have a lot of Greek sovereign bonds, and those really lost value. However, the problems that the Cypriot banks faced did not only connect with that particular dimension. There were also problems of expanding too fast, having issues of mismanagement, and in fact, when you do have a banking sector which is 8 times your GDP, there is somehow an issue that may resolve in a negative way down the road. Now, the problem, however, which we might want to talk about, is the fact that the Cypriot situation has been handled in a very different way. In fact, what has brought into face is the issue that the European project, so to speak, does not have an integrated plan in the long run. It is haphazard going along the way. Why am I saying that? It is the case, because of the lack of fiscal union, that what you have is the issue of moral hazard, that is, who pays for the debt of somebody else, as a major issue of those countries that are essentially the payers right now. If Europe was like Canada or like the US, a federation, then the moral hazard issue would be a lot less prominent, if not at all. In other words, you have a province like Newfoundland, which is poorer than a province like Ontario. There is a trade-off over, in the long run, things will work out. There is not an immediate issue to be taken. In fact, just as an issue to be remembered here in Canada, Alberta was the last province to go bankrupt in the 1930s, and a lot of the Western alienation towards the center is to be found in that case where the province went bankrupt and the central government at the time did nothing to go and rescue Alberta.
Right.
In fact, after that, what happened is the institutions of government rescuing that have become much more important after the Second World War in Canada itself. Mm. However, the issue is banks had to be saved in Cyprus along the plan that the European Troika at the time instituted, doing one thing that is different. Instead of, and that was the problem is zoomed into the depositors first, leaving the shareholders and the boards out of the way. These were the guys that should pay first, and then go to the depositors over hundreds, and then stop there. The shareholders were nowhere to be seen as part of the solution in the first plan. The second plan was, again, a situation that happened with all kinds of issues, going to Russia. Anyway, this is a problem that went astray. Things were corrected, but not overall.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sure. Thanks a lot.
One other point about the Cyprus crisis, which is personally, I believe that the destruction of the value of the assets of the Greek banks, of the Cypriot banks in Greece, was quite important. But in terms of European integration, there's one key thing. If we had a banking union and uniform regulation of banks, like in the European Union, like we have in the US and I presume in Canada, we wouldn't have this problem. The regulation of banks is national, and there are all kinds of conflicts throughout. Second, there was really some political failures in Cyprus by the previous president, and the previous president was actually denying reality. People were presenting the facts to him, and he let the problem become much, much bigger. But we shall see. It's still in the beginning of this process of understanding the conflict.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, my question is for the Greek banks. The National Bank of Greece today was 56 cents or something, 59 cents, a share of a euro. 4 years ago, I wanted to buy 1,000 shares because I was working for the National Bank of Greece way back, and they would cost me $17,000. It was 11.5 euros. Now, how solid are the Greek banks? 59 cents of a euro. Today, the National Bank of Greece. Now, as you said, they are paying. The shareholders and the owners of the banks are paying for that, not like in Cyprus. But are the Greek banks solid or something? Well, 59 cents, it's not solid.
Thank you.
Well, one of the political failures in dealing with the Greek crisis has been the delay in the recapitalization of the banks. Okay, so the National Bank actually is in the process of merging with the Eurobank, and that will create the largest bank in Greece. It's a big operation, but their capital has been destroyed, and they have to be recapitalized. And the political parties simply have to agree on an appropriate way of doing that, and they haven't done it yet.
Sir, is there another question?
No, it's okay. Okay. No, you want to continue?
First of all, I want to thank all the speakers that they spoke tonight. It was really very, very informative. My question is this. The first one is very simple. How many billions does the Greek owns right now? My second question is, do you think that the banks are responsible for what happened today in Greece? To me, I think the banks, the European banks, they knew very well that Greece was in trouble, was living with money that always was borrowed, and also it was a big corruption. So I think that the banks are responsible for the situation that is today, mostly responsible. The other question is, I think also that the parties, the three parties that govern today, the Greece, the New Democracy, the PASOK, and the New Left, I don't think they are going to do a lot of things. First of all, the two parties, the New Democracy and PASOK, they are responsible for the corruption and whatever happens to Greece today. Very, very responsible. And they don't have the strength to speak and to deal with the Troika. With Troika, you have to be tough and defend the Greek interests before the European interests. These are my questions. Thank you very much.
First of all, yes. Banks and the Greek crisis. You can say about Japanese banks and the fact that Japan owes to its citizens 200% of its GDP, but there is no crisis in Japan. The same you can tell about Italian banks, and the Italian GDP, debt as a percentage of GDP is 120%, has stayed there. However, the Italian debt is held by Italians, 80%. The Greek debt was held by foreigners at the beginning. The Greek debt right now is about 300, it's about 150% of GDP, which is close to 300 billion euros. The banks in Greece, I beg to differ, to disagree here, were quite conservative and a lot different than banks in Ireland or banks in Spain. And they were essentially went down. The problem is because of the Greek state, not because of their the overspending on their side. Now, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right in saying that the political situation right now has those parties that essentially brought the crisis. That is a tautology, though. Every Greek participated in the crisis, and there is no way out. There may be a small percentage of very, you know, people who were excluded from the party that happened in the 2000s, but there was a big party. You were, after the Olympics, or around the Olympics, between 2004 and 2008, the Greeks were having a big party, spending a lot, and everybody, some much more than others, I grant you that, were having fun, so to speak. However, at this point, there is no solution out than having those who brought the problem try to also find a solution. I totally agree. If it were somewhere else, you would need to have the other clean side to step in. In Greece, unfortunately, everybody is involved, including the Communist Party, so to speak, which was part of its operations, if you want, were essentially treating their workers in a worse and more inhumane way by sort of laying people off well below or, you know, at ease in their operations than other institutions. So, in other words, everybody is part of the problem in Greece, not simply, of course, with New Democracy and PASOK having the major part of it. And at the end of the day, at least they may provide the solution because they were part of the problem. Hopefully they will do that. Who knows? The hope is that they will do that.
Thank you.
One more comment from a panelist on that question.
Yeah, just a very brief comment. The Greek banks, as Thanasis Tengo just mentioned, are not really the main culprits here. The Greek state was borrowing from banks internally. That's right, they were forced to, and externally, the Greek state was borrowing to finance consumption above Greece's means. That's a political failure. It's not an economic failure.
Thank you. We have time for one more question, sir. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Steve Maragos. I'm a retired, successful businessman. And I came to this workshop. It was very intelligent and very, I hear it, you know, I hear a lot of succession, a lot of comments. But I believe these comments comes too late for Europe, for Greece too. Because now when you burn your house, you're sitting on the ashes and we cry. This is normal. We have no interest. But I believe, because I'm working with the Greek government and the Greek, I told you first of all what I represent. I represent the company SDS, Security Dealing System, which makes software for financial institution and computer telecommunication systems. So, with not too many words, I say after we make 1989, 10 years, we do the computer infrastructure for Citicorp, Citibanks around the world. Then the government of Greece, from the Bank of Greece, ETVA, Sikaileri, she comes over and begs us to go to make the infrastructure.
Sir, your observations are interesting, okay, but so you have a question?
We try to do with the government. We get the same thing with the government. We make a layoff so everybody have a control. With a social insurance number, we can place a computer for each department, for each things, and we're going, you know, everything, what every person in Greece, what he has on it. Let's say you have a number. When you buy a boat, when you buy a house, when you buy whatever you got, it goes there. So all these things, when you come, you know, the tax department come, you know, and you say a doctor reports $8,000, $15,000 euros,
let's,
you know, for revenue.
Let's continue this conversation over a drink at the reception. We thank you for your comments.
Okay. My question is that I'm not crying and I'm not worrying for them. They have to work. At least I've seen the speculation. Speculate. It's not going to be better than 25 years.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all of you who came for your interest. And on your behalf, I would like to thank the panelists for their presentations. Thank you.